Think that answers the question.
Excuse me. All right, we're in Perek Hey in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Then we can knock off two Prakim today. They're both relatively short. In this first parak, the Rambam's going to talk about exceptions and situations where a person's pater are not obligated to bring the Korban Pesach. Alacha Aleph. Mishaya Tameh b'shash shlitas ha-Pesach she'in shoftin alone. So someone's Tameh at the time of the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, right? You should not slaughter the Korban Pesach to include him in the Chabura. Or Oshahaya b'derech chukah, let's say he lives far away. We'll get to what that means later on. Onenas b'onas acher, or let's say some other issue is preventing him from doing the Korban Pesach. Oshashagag b'lo hikrib rishon, or let's say he forgets or mistakenly doesn't do it and doesn't bring the Korban when it's supposed to be brought. The solution is Harezem, maybe Pesach Rabbah saw the Chodesh Sheni ben Rabbanim. So he brings what's called Pesach Sheni. He brings the Korban Pesach again. Well, excuse me. He brings Korban Pesach on the 14th of the month after Nisan. Shchitas Pesach Zem mitzvah saseif ne'atzmon. Now the slaughtering of the Pesach Sheni is its own separate commandment. V'doches a Shabbos and it pushes off Shabbos. Shena Sheni tashlum the Rishon, because in essence the second one's not making up for the first one. Ela regel ne'atzmon. Rather, Pesach Sheni is its own regel, so to speak. That's why the same prohibition of the same punishment of karis exists there if a person doesn't do the korban that's chayav to do. Halacha Beis. So what's an example? Ketzan. Misha shagag onenas lohukir rishon. Let's say someone accidentally or against his will did not bring the korban pesach when he was supposed to. Im hizid lohukir b'sheni. Let's say he purposely does not bring the pesach sheni. He's chayav karis. Im shagag onenas apesheni pater. However, if he accidentally or is unos by the by pesach sheni, he's pater. Let's say I purposely did not bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. I should then bring it on Pesach Sheni. Now, let's say I did it b'mezid. I did not do it b'mezid for the first one. And then by the second one, I didn't do it. Even if I didn't do the Pesach Sheni accidentally, I am chayv and karis there. Because at the time that I was supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, which is in Nisan, I didn't do it. And I'm over the Isser b'mezid. Now, that's only if a person, let's say, forgot, for instance. Let's say someone's Tameh or someone lives too far away, and did not do the first Korban Pesach when it was supposed to be brought. Even if he purposely does not do the Pesach Sheni, he doesn't get Karis. Because he's already Pater from doing the Pesach Rishon, by the Pesach Rishon, he's already Pater from Karis in that situation. Let's say someone is far away and the Korban Pesach shechted to include him as well as the sprinkling of the blood. Afi shabal le'erev, even if he comes that night, lo hortza, it's not accepted, but chayav Pesach Sheni. He's chayav Pesach Sheni because at the time of the Shlita and Zrika Pesach Rishon, he was too far away. Let's say someone whose Tameh is able to become Tahar at the time that he has to bring the Korban Pesach. But what did he do? He didn't go to the mikvah. Ela yasha b'tumaso ad she'avar zman korban. Rather, he stayed in his state of being tameh until after the zman korban passed. V'chein aral, so too someone who's uncircumcised, shalomal, who could have gotten circumcised but chose not to, ad she'avar zman korban, until the time of the korban pesach has passed. Sarei zemezid v'risham. He's purposely has not done the korban pesach initially. V'vigach, therefore, im lo asas hasheni afilu b'shkag chayav karis. Therefore, if he doesn't do the pesach sheni even accidentally, he's chayav karis. Just like an individual is not circumcised, he's unable to do Korban Pesach. So too the circumcision of his kids, umilas kolavadav, or of his servants, whether they're adults or minors, makheves also prevent him from doing Korban Pesach. So again, if a father has not circumcised his sons, so then he can't shech the Korban Pesach to include his kids. Shenemar himolo kol zachar. So only when all the males are circumcised, then you bring the Korban Pesach. Then kodam shima osama pesach pasul. If he shechs the korban prior to them being circumcised, the Korban Pesach is pasul. V'chein tvilas amhosa l'shem avdus makbasa. So too, the going to the mikvah of, let's say, someone's non-Jewish maid servants to become Jewish, right? It's also makib. V'davrizem pia kabbalah. This is also from Torah Shrapesh. Tvila l'shfachos kamil abadam. That going to the mikvah for maid servants is equivalent to going to the mikvah for male servants. Allah Abba, Vakatan, for a minor, Emilas Avadav, Utvila Shivchosa, Makvasa, Mamanos Al Pesach. So when it comes to what it called circumcision, The circumcision of a, what do you call it, by a minor, when it comes to a minor, the circumcision of the servants or the tzvila of the maidservants, right, is not makev from being included in the Korban Pesach. Because when the Torah says the servants of a man, if the katan has a servant, this would not apply. So someone who converts to Judaism between the first Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, or let's say a minor is bar mitzvah between Nisan and the Pesach Sheni, he's obligated to do Pesach Sheni. However, if he was included in the first Korban Pesach, Shechita was done to include him, then he would be Pater from Pesach Sheni. Let's say, because we know women are chayiv in Korban Pesach, let's say their chiyuv is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, whether it's against their will or accidentally, or whether they're tamei or they live too far away, for women, it's a rishus to do Pesach Sheni. They can or cannot. It's up to them whether they want to or don't want to do shechita. That's why they would not shech a Korban Pesach for them specifically on Shabbos of Pesach Sheni. But if a woman's part of a group, then it's mutter. Now, what does it mean that a person's too far away? 15 mil, outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Rabban, to finish off the parak, continues with Derech Chokah. Mishahaya Beno Vein Yerushalayim, Yom Arvaasar. Let's say someone is 15 mil or more outside of Yerushalayim on the 14th. Imaliyas Hashemesh, Chamisha Asar Mil, O Yasar, is Derech Chokah. So again, it's both the, the distance of 15 mil, as well as if he's in that location, dawn of the 14th of Nisan. Haya Beno Veina Pachos Mizeh. If the distance is closer than that, it's not considered far away. Because I can make it to Yerushalayim after Chatzos, walking in a normal, comfortable way. Let's say he didn't make it there. Meaning he, because of his animals, he was held back. Or let's say he was Yerushalayim, but he had some ailment with his legs. Loi Gila Azara, and he couldn't make it. The key thing is he didn't make it to the temple. Ash Avers Mana Korban until the time of the Korban passed. Hariza Anus, that's considered Anus, and not Eino Derech B'Derech Rechoka. Now Misha Yachavosh Chutz L'Chomos Yerushalayim. Let's say someone's in prison outside Yerushalayim. Viftichu Laseis La'er, but he's told by the warden he'll be let out that night. Shochet Olam, we can include him in the Shlita. Ukeshiyatsa La'er Yocha, and when he gets out that night, he can eat from the Korban Pesach. Amad Varamurim Kesh Yachavosh B'Yad Yisrael. This only applies when the person in prison is being imprisoned by another Jew. Let's say you're in a non-Jewish prison. You can't shecht for him until he gets out. And if you did, and he went out, then he would be able to have the Korban Pesach. But if not, he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Why? Because the shechita on the first Korban was done for him. This applies to someone who's in a state of mourning. Someone who's sick. Someone who's elderly. Shachtu alayan, right? So that they can eat from it after the shechita is done to include them. Achash and Yisroch Adam, and after the dam was sprinkled, nitzmu b'meis, but they became tamei b'meis, right? Einon yuchol lechol, and then they can't eat. Arielu b'turim lasos pesach sheni. All these cases, that person, those people would be pater from pesach sheni. That ends parak hay. Now parak vav, again, continuing with these halachas with tamei halacha aleph ezahu tamei shenichla pesach sheni. Now what kind of? We're getting a lot of details here about tuma. What kind of tuma is pushed off, meaning the state of Tumah I'm in means I'm not chayav to do a Korban Pesach Rishon, and I do Pesach Sheni. Kol mi sheni yachol le'achol se Pesach v'lo chamisha asar benisan mei tumaso. Anyone who cannot eat the Korban Pesach on the night of the 15th because of their Tameh. Gon zavim zavos nidos yodos bole nidos. For example, that would include people with seminal missions, women who gave birth, women who are nida, etc. Avano ge'a bin nevela v'sharetz, but let's say someone touches a dead animal or a bug, ukiyotze behem b'yomar ba'asar, that touches them on the 14th, you go to the mikvah, and then and shechita can be done for that person after they go to the mikvah. At night, when the sun goes down, and it's the next day, they can eat from the Korban Pesach. Now, let's say someone touched a dead body, 7 days have gone by, and the seventh day, Leos Bar Basar, is the 14th of Nisan, even though he went to the mikvah and the waters of the Paradim were sprinkled on him. And he can eat the korban at night. Ain shokhtan alav. You do not shech for him. El nitcha le pesach. Excuse me. Nitcha le pesach sheni. Rather, it's pushed to pesach sheni. Shnei mar bihi anashim eshayu tmein le nefesh adam. What do we learn from Torah about that? For these people in the story, it was the seventh day of them being tameh. That's what they asked, whether they can be included in the shechitas of Korban Pesach. Then Yochul Arav, the answer given to them was Shein Shochtan Alayhem, that they're not included. But Medvar Mor and Bishenitma B'Tumas Ben Ames. This only applies in situations where it's a situation of Tumas Meis, Shanazir Megaleach Alayhem, that Nazir would shave over, cut his hair over. Alimay Atame Bishar Tumas Ben Ames, but if it's any other type of Tumah from the dead, Shein Nazir Megaleach Alayhem, that a Nazir would not cut his hair for during his Nazirus, Shochtan La B'Shviya Shalo Achash Yitvo. Then you can shech for this person on the seventh day of their Tumah after they go in the mikvah, the Yazalav, and they get the Parduma ashes, Ukishyav Shimshor Ochal Pisco. And at night, they can go out and eat from the Korban Pesach. Alach Gimel, Zav, Shirash Shteir Eos. Let's say someone who's defined as a Zav sees two emissions, the Safar Shiva Yamim, and counted 7 days of being Tahor, the Tadal Vashvi, and goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, Shokhtan Lav, you can shech for that person, who Ochal Arab, and you can eat at night. Vimra Zov Achash in Israel Kadam, let's say he sees another discharge after the sprinkling of the blood. Harbi Zapatr Melasas Pesach Sheni. Does not have to do Pesach Sheni. Vechen Shomeris Yom. So too, a woman who's waiting for the day to end. She's in the Zava stage. Kenegid Yom Tovelas Biyom Hashimor. Right? So she was waiting that day and then it's going to go ahead and go to the mikvah at the end of that day. Kamosh Yonar Biyos Asura. So the same lach would apply. Vishokhtan Aleav Yilachal Tarev. So you can shach for her, right? And she can eat at night. Then Ra'as Adam Achash Nizrak Dama Pesach. Let's say she saw another emission of blood after the blood of the Korban Pesach was sprinkled. Petura Melasos Pesach Sheni. She doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Then Shokhtan Al Nida B'Shviya Shalah. We do not shech for Nida, not a Zava, but Nida on the seventh day of her Nida. Shari Ena Tavelas Adel Shmini, because she doesn't go to the mikvah until the eighth. Then Aroya Lechal Kodshim Adel Shi, and she won't be able to eat a Korban until the ninth day. So therefore, it won't work for her. Sorry, one second. Halacha Dal Mechusurei Kippurim. So people who are still requiring kapara for the korbanos, shechal yom habas kumunasayim v'basar, that the day these people are chayef to bring their korban is the 14th of Nisan, shochtan alayim, we can shech for them, makrim kumunasayim v'basar, and they bring their korban, their chayef to bring on the 14th of Nisan, v'nisan, v'inkon shkidas pesach v'in achash shkidaso. They don't have to wait until the shkita pesach to be yotzei to bring their korban of mechusura kippurim. The Oakland pischein l'era, they can eat the korban pesach and then. Shochtan alayim, we don't shech for them, ad shi masu kumunasayim b'yad bezdin, until they give their korban to the Beis Din to keep an eye on Shema Yifshau Lo Yakribu Osam, because maybe they'll be negligent and not end up bringing the korban. Alachayim Mitzvah Shachal Shmini Shalos, someone who had saras who's on the eighth day of their becoming tahor, Leo's Rabba Asar, that falls out on the 14th. Vera Keri Boba Yom, and he sees some type of seminal emission that day. Harizet Tolo Menechla Ezrus Nashim, he goes to the mikvah, he can go into the Ezrus Nashim of the mikdash and maybe korban osam and bring his korban. The Afi Shitzvul Yom also declines as a Nashim. Normally, someone who went to the mikvah but still has to wait until the end of the day to become Tahor cannot go into Ezrus Nashim. Holvi Suro Likana Shem Divram. The Isser to enter there in that state is only an Isser Midrabana. Kamosh Gadar Behilchos Bias Mikdash. The Yom Zehu Yom Akravas Pesach Lado. And today is the Doraisa day to go ahead and bring Korban Pesach. Yovo Asay Sheshbo Kareis. So this mitzvah Asay that you don't do, you get Kareis for. The Yitcha Isser Shul Divram pushes off easily the Isser Dirabana. Someone who's Tamei Meis, who the seventh day of the Tumah comes out in Shabbos, in Mazin Alav. The water of the Paraduma, the ashes are not sprinkled on them, Elamachar, rather than the next day. Even if the seventh day of the Tamei Meis person falls out on the Shlosha Asar ben Nisan, the 13th of Nisan, who's Shabbos, and it's Shabbos, Yidchal Yom Ba'asar. The sprinkling of the Paraduma stuff is pushed off to the 14th. Mazin Alav, Ein Shokin Alav, Kumosh Yiranu. It's sprinkled, but no shechting is done for him. El yichla pesach sheni. Rather, he brings pesach sheni. Velo iser hazaya v'shabbos u'shuas v'pesach v'karis. For 1 second, isn't the iser of sprinkling paraduma water on Shabbos the rabbanon and the korban pesach? If you don't do it, you get kares. Ve'achamidu b'divrem makom kares. How could this rabbinical idea push away kares? Neishu b'yomshu aser hazaya mishum shuas, because the day that he's usher to have the sprinkling of the water done on him because it's the rabbanon, ein zman akravon shechay v'lav kares. That's at the time of the korban that he's chayv kares in the korban pesach. That's why the rabbanon can stay. Even though the next day he faces a situation of possibly being chayv kares, all we care about is right now. And right now, the rabbanon can stand. Okay, Yisrael Aral Shemal b'Erev Pesach. Let's say an uncircumcised Jew gets circumcised on Erev Pesach. Shokin lav achar shemal. The korban pesach can be shechted for him after he's circumcised. Aval gershin yisgar b'yom v'asar. Let's say a convert converts on the 14th of Nisan, Umbal, and he gets circumcised, and then Vitabal and goes to the mikvah, ain't shocked in love. He's not shechted for in the ochel Arab because he can't eat that night. Because it's like basically he's someone who is what do you call it, coming from a grave and requires 7 days and then he becomes pure. Because what's the problem? The problem is that let's say the ger becomes tame by touching a dead body the next year, right? And then waits and then goes to the mikvah and then eats at night. Because when I was a non-Jew, and again, he's comparing going to the mikvah, the ger is comparing going to the mikvah for becoming Jewish to going to the mikvah if you touch a dead body. And look what happened. You didn't have to wait the whole 7 days, et cetera. He ate that night. But one second. Isn't the gzera of the ger a durabanan? And if you miss eating the corn pesach, you're chayav kares. Ve'echamidu divrayim makom kares b'yoma korban shehu yoma ba'asar. Now, here it's worse. How can the durabanan push away the kares? This is the day the korban was brought on the 14th of Nisan. Why? Because technically speaking, the ger is not chayav in any mitzvahs until he actually gets circumcised and goes to the mikvah. And he won't go to the mikvah until he is healed from the circumcision. Therefore, that's why the Rabbanon stands here. The one who's circumcised, because he doesn't go to the mikvah until he gets healthy. And therefore, there's no reality of the chiyuv to him whatsoever. And Beis HaPras, we'll see this later on in Hilchos Tuma, that refers to an area where it's defined as a field of Suffolk Tumas Mace. So let's say someone comes from that kind of field. So what does he do? He proceeds and like sifts away the stuff he's picked up on his body. And if he doesn't find any bone on him and he's not Tamei, and you can shech and eat the Korban Pesach, the Afi Shalach Beis HaPras, even though he walked through this Suffolk Tamei Mace field. Tumah's base across with the brand because the tumah of this type of field is really Durabanan, Kamushbianu, the Makum Kares. And here the Durabanan won't push aside the potential of Kares, Kamushbianu, the Chem base across and Nidosh Tahar Loose Pesach. So, too, a base across that was already stepped over, okay, where someone is Tahar, that's considered a state of Tahar where a person can bring a Korban Pesach if you walk through that type of field. Halakatessa Onin Royal Echol Pesach Lara. So an onain is able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Because the state of being an onain at night is really midrabanan. Lo aminu divrayim makom kares midavar zeh. So too, once again, they didn't put the durabanan doesn't push away the kares in this matter. And the shokhtan Allah, whether we shecht on him, the tovel he goes to the mekvah varchach ochel, and then he eats from a kadesh yifrosh maninuso, so that he separates from being in the state of aninus v'lo yaseh taito, and he doesn't divert his attention from me that way. Med Ramur, and what does this apply? Shemes lo hames acher chatzos. This is when the deceased relative passed away after chatzos. Shekvar nischai b'korban pesach, where the chiyuv korban pesach already was chal on the guy. Av im mes lo hames kodesh chatzos. Let's say the person's relative died prior to chatzos of the 14th. Ain't shochtan olav. We do not shech for him. El yitcha l'sheni. Rather, he does pesach sheni. Im shachtu olav b'zark udam tova v'ochel erev. Let's say they did shech for him and they did the zrika of the dam. He goes to the mikvah and eats it at night. Mes lo hames b'shlosha asar. Let's say his relative died on the 13th of Nisan, the Karbuva Basar, and he was buried on the 14th of Nisan. Rayobi Yom Kavura, Onain, Midivrayim. On the day of the burial, he's considered an Onain Midrabanan, Vinotopis, Little Midivrayim. And therefore, we don't apply the night at Midrabanan, the Vichach Shotavalab. That's why we say that night he can be shechted for, Matoba, the Ochel Arab, goes to the Mikvah and eats the Korban Pesach, Apashar Kach, and even by any other Korban. The Yom Shmuab, Yom Likodatsamos. The day that, let's say, someone hears that a close relative died, or the day that the bones are gathered up, harehu, let's say that's happened on the 14th, harehu kiyom kvura. That's also considered like the day of burial. That's why if someone gathers the bones of his deceased relative on the 14th of Nisan, or he hears that a relative died on the 14th of Nisan, shoftan alav, we shech for him, the tovel, he goes to mikvah, the ochel b'kachem la'erev, and he can eat kachem that night. Lachiyot. 1 second. Misha chofer bagal, levake shalomates. Let's say there's a big pile of rocks and you're digging through it to find the pot. You're thinking someone might have been killed in it. You're trying to find the body. Ain't shoftan alav. We don't check for him. Shema yimsa shema mace bagal, because maybe you'll find the dead body in the pile of rocks. Rehu tame b'sha shchita, and therefore he'll be tame at the time of shchita. Shoftu alav. Let's say they did check for him, but lo nimsa shema mace, and there was no dead body found in the pile of rocks. Hareza okalara, if you could eat that night. Let's say a dead body was found there after the sprinkling of the blood was done. Let's say we know that for sure he was Tameh at the time the blood was sprinkled. Let's say, for instance, it was a round pile of rocks. Or he's a chai Pesach Sheni. He's chai Pesach Sheni. But let's say we're not sure. And maybe he wasn't Tameh at the time that the sprinkling of the blood was done. And he didn't become Tameh until after the Zrika. Or he's a Pater in Pesach Sheni. He'd be Pater from bringing Pesach Sheni. Excuse me. Halacha Yud Aleph. Mish Aver Baderech. Let's say someone is walking along on the road. Let's say a corpse is lying across the width of the road itself. If the corpse is considered to be a tumas tahom, again, we'll see what that is later, a special type of tumah, afishu tumah the truma, even though such a tumah prevents someone from giving over or from eating truma, or he's a tar le pesach, he's considered tar for korban pesach, the shokha v'ochel piskol, he could check it and he could eat the korban pesach, afishu efshar shenaga, and even though it's possible he might have touched that dead body, hobi tumas tahom tahor le pesach, because tumas tahom is considered tahor for korban pesach. Even if the body is complete, and let's say it's extending from one end of the path that he's on to the other, he does his korban pesach unless he knows for sure he was tameh. This is only when he's walking with his legs, because it's possibly going to avoid touching it. But let's say he's riding an animal or he's carrying a package, he's considered tameh. Why? Because it's impossible when to touch a dead body, or he walked and stood over the body. So either he touched and moved it, or he stood over it. So we saw Tumas Tahom in the Halachas of Naziris. Let's say someone gave the Korban Pesach, but he thought all along he was Tahor. But he finds that afterwards he was Tameh with Tumas Tahom. He's not Chayav Pesach Sheni. This is not from Torah Shabbat. Let's say he finds out he was had a vaday tuma, then he is chayav in pesach sheni. Finally, let's say someone does become tamei touching a dead body, but who's olav shlishi shvi, and he had the requisite paraduma ashes sprinkled on him the third and seventh day. And on the seventh day, he became tamei from a kever hatahom. Lo yada, I didn't know, but also pesach bechesach shutar, and he went to the korban pesach thinking he was tahar. But then he finds out that he's tamei by tumas tahom. He's not chayim and pesach sheni. Shekiva shetavol v'shvii. Since he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, paska tumah rishona. The first tumah stopped. Let's say became tamei with tumas tahom on the sixth l'tumaso. Lo yada ashias pesach. He didn't find out until after he did the korban pesach. Or he's a chayim pesach sheni. He's chayim pesach sheni. Shecheslos tamei tamei ad shiyator. There's a chazaka tamei is tamei until he becomes tahor. Vaday shiraglayim udaber. When there's an actual basis for assuming that that's his stats. That ends Parak Vav. We'll pick up Parak Zayin tomorrow.